This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Lift up your hands and worship the King of all kings. Magnify Him. There's no one like You. Forever You're on the throne, You're worthy to be exalted. You're worthy to be glorified. We exalt You, mighty God. There's no one like You. We give You praise and glory. We exalt Your majesty. We give You praise. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have worshipped. Lord, we depend totally on You. Except You, we can do nothing. Everything we are and everything will be is of You. Let today be the fourth day, be a day with spectacular encounters. Unique miracles. Testimonies that will blow the minds of people. Amen. And we vow to give You every glory. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. On the fourth day, yes. Martha cried. Said, Jesus, if You were here, my brother wouldn't have died. Somebody may look at it as if she was faithless. Even Jesus Himself cried. When He got to the tomb of Lazarus, the Bible said, and Jesus wept. Which means there is a human part in every situation. Otherwise, you wouldn't have wept. I don't know where you are going through tears. But Jesus switched over to the God path and connected with heaven. And He said, by this time my brother stinketh. But He said, if you will believe, roll away the stone. And the same stinking man all of a sudden came out of the grave. And Jesus was glorified. And everybody was happy because they saw their brother one more time. The Bible said in John 12:9, they came not to see Jesus alone, but also Lazarus who was raised from the dead on this fourth day. I don't know where you are shedding tears. Where you thought everything is hopeless in your life. Jesus has not changed, same yesterday, today and forever. That area of your life, God will turn it to a testimony. He stepped to the tomb of Lazarus. And he shouted with a very loud voice. Lazarus, come forth. And the dead heard his voice. He said, dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man and live. Whatever has been hopeless humanly, today, in the name of Jesus, is coming out of that grave. A man long ago came to for counseling and met my wife. And this man was crying. He was crying, a full-fledged man in his 50s, was weeping. And I said, what is it? He said, sir, as I'm talking to you, I signed a document at the police station that if I don't pay the money this time, they should lock me up. This was 11 a.m. and the time he signed was 2 p.m. that if by 2 p.m. he does not pay the money, they should lock him. And there was no way on earth he could get that money. But when he cried, the tears from his eyes were dropping like a small baby. Full-fledged man, I knew that it would take only God. I almost also wept. Because even if you go to where they are crying, you don't need to... Have you ever gone to somewhere where they are crying? You don't need to... It's contagious. Tears almost came down from my eyes. And God gave me a word for him from 2 Kings 4. And I said, I don't know how God will do it, but you will not see shame. Yes. Minister to him standing, not even sitting. And before 1 p.m, heavens responded. A miracle. He happens to be a land surveyor. Somebody called him and said, come and take up a project by 1. Deadline was 2. The money they gave him was enough to pay the debt. And have money to do other things. I don't know where anybody is shedding tears. Where any of us is kind. Tears that you can't explain to any mortal man. Today they are ending. Whatever is that situation, if you've ever gone through pains, you understand. You can't tell me you've never gone through pains in life. But hear what he said in Revelation 21 verse 4. Everybody must have gone through one pain or the other. There's no way you have not gone through pain. Emotional pains, psychological pains, physical pains, pains of all kinds. If a man cannot pay school fees, he's in pains. Because when the children come crying, say, Daddy, they've driven out of school. No matter how tough that man is, in that moment he will break down. You have a beloved person and you see the person be wheeled somewhere, you will break down. There are certain statements that we made to you, you'll feel like dying than living. Have you ever been abused? Where you stay like this and then you look at your life and you want to die, then you leave. Today, God will wipe that tears away. Have you been in a situation where you feel like weeping? And you say, God, what is it? Hear what God said. He said, and God shall wipe away, not some tears, all tears, from their eyes. Are you amongst them? Who is speaking? Look at your life. Where are you shedding tears? Today, it will be wiped off. Not man, God shall wipe away. Oh, the first thing God has for you is that this is the last day any of us will go through tears. There shall be no more dead. That dead in anyone's family is the last dead in the name of Jesus. I know what I'm speaking. Have you ever lost a loved one? You will never want it to happen again. The person we have ever lost will be the last in the name of Jesus. Neither sorrow. Sorrow has ended. Nor crying. It's not talking about physical crying. There are cries that you can't even shed tears. Have you ever seen a man? You can't cry again. Tears are not coming down, but inside you are crying. Today is the end of such in the name of Jesus. Neither shall there be any more pain. Physical pain. Pain that you say, this thing pained me. You hear people say, oh God, it pained me. Today is the last day you go through such. For the former things are passed away. Look at your life. It's a word from God. Yesterday I told you that when you give voice to his word, it will happen. Giving voice to this word marks the end of any shame in your life. You will declare, Lord, Revelation 4, 21, 4 must be fulfilled in my life. This is the last day I will shed tears. This is the last day anyone around me will die untimely. This is the last day I will go through sorrow. There's the last day that will anytime make me cry come around me. Neither shall there be anything formal must end today. When Lazarus rose from the grave, there was joy. There was absolute joy. You that was thinking before this glory reign, they will celebrate you. The world will celebrate you. Go ahead and prophesy over your life that scripture in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, speak it over your life in the name of Jesus. Speak that scripture over your life. Keep that scripture over your life. Speak that scripture over your life. Jesus' mighty name. I hear God, my little as a man hears his friend. And God gave me a word. He said, the last step to understand the miracle is mockery. And I said, God, if you're the one, give me scriptures. And it began to roll scriptures. Because when I hear from the Holy Ghost, I will ask a question. He said, the last step to every outstanding miracle is mockery. He said, Elizabeth was mocked. Hannah was mocked. He said, Jesus was mocked. And each of them, the next phase was an outstanding miracle. After Elizabeth was mocked, Isaac was born. After Hannah was mocked, Samuel was born. And after Jesus was mocked, he rose. In case you have been mocked by anyone, the Lord who gave me the word this hour will turn that mockery to a testimony. He said to me, the last step to an outstanding miracle is mockery. They look at you and say, if that be the Son of God, come down from the cross. So you are not the first. If any of us have been mocked, the God who gave me this word, the next thing that will happen in our lives shall be an outstanding testimony. They've looked at you, look at your ministry, not growing. All your mates, they have been employed. Whatever looked like a mockery that has been placed on us, this is the last day in the name of Jesus. I speak over someone's destiny. Before this time next year, glory reign, you'll be a surprise to the entire world. In the name of Jesus. Someone mocked me long ago. We went for a minister's conference. The mockery was so heavy that I could not move from where I stood. The same person, less than 1 year, was asking me for transport. I wore one suit for the whole conference, but I couldn't buy a suit. So he said it to my face. But the following year, I was able to pay his own transport back home. And today, the gap is like this. I'm sure they must have mocked you. Mockery is the beginning of an outstanding testimony. Your miracle is born now. Your miracle, God gave me the word. When he gives me a word, it's different. It's not what I'm here to preach. He said to me, he said, mockery is the last step to understand the miracle. And I said, how? Holy Spirit, if you're not speaking, give me scriptures to back it. He said, Elizabeth was mocked. Sorry, Sarah was mocked. Hannah was mocked. Jesus, myself, was mocked. Look at everyone. There's no way they would have mocked Abraham. When he was saying, I'm a father of many nations, they said, well, my friend, father, every day, father. They've looked at you as every day, you are still trekking, saying things will get better. Now I decree and I declare. In the name, if God is the one who gave me this word, before this time next month, there shall be a testimony. In the name of Jesus. That mockery has ended today. That thing that make you weep in secret has ended today. That thing that make you to say, oh God, where are you, has ended today. In the name of Jesus. Every time I'm mocked in my little way, something strange happens. No time will somebody mock me, and then if I grieve from my heart, something will happen. Every time someone mocks me, since I became born again, and I have pain on my inside, something must happen. So I know today, I'm praying from here, you that have gone through that emotional pain, a miracle must be born in your life. A testimony that will shake the world will happen as I'm speaking now. They've told you, you can't marry because you divorced. They've told you are useless in life. They've told you, your life can't go forward. They've spoken to you with every derogatory statement. I decree today, God will turn it to a testimony. They've said you can't carry children. Whatever has been poured on you from words of men, I declare that make you shed tears, except God did not call me. This day, God will turn it around. In the name of Jesus. 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 You know what they said about Jesus? There's a way Jesus prays. See how he loved him. Because the prayer was coming from the inside. They said, concerning, they said, see how he loved Lazarus. He didn't pray conventional prayers. He prayed a prayer that came from the inside. Because he saw that what is it, my own friend, to die and be sinking? And that there are prayers in degrees. You have the Spirit of God in you. There's a way somebody will pray for you. Say, Kai, this man prayed from the inside. In the name of Jesus, who sees everything on the inside, from the depth of my heart, I declare wherever you have shed tears, it is over. It is over. It is over. In the name of Jesus. They mocked you that you can't even feed your family. Watch it. In 30 days, if I be a man of God, everyone that mocked any of us will swallow their words. God, who is ever living, who called me, will show himself in your life. And so shall it be. You will testify in the open. Your testimony will shake nations. Lift your voice and declare over your life that these words must not be failed to fail. They must come to pass. Go ahead and talk to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Give me a big hand, you may be seated. Glory to God. I'll take a salvation message, and then I'll take the message for tonight. The first message is accept the miracle worker. It's a salvation message, so it's not for... If you want to have it tomorrow, you too may need it when you go for crusades. Who says not only for evangelists, they go into the world. You can do outreach. You can do what? It's not only pastors. You can do outreach. In your village, you can gather people and say, be born again. Even your family people can do outreach for them. In Luke 23 and verse 8, and when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad. For he was desirous to see him of a long season. Because he had heard many things of him. Talking about Jesus. And he hoped to have seen some miracles done by him. Herod had one-on-one encounter with Jesus. He was excited meeting Jesus. Very excited. But was only ready for personal benefits at the expense of eternity. Herod was selfish and self-centered. He did not know, never acknowledged, did not receive Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. He had a major problem. He was not ready to comply with the terms of Jesus. Herod expected Jesus to perform some miracles for him without accepting the person of Jesus. All Herod was after was to see Jesus do miracles. He was simply a miracle seeker. There are many Herods hearing me today who want miracles without first receiving the miracle worker. They want healing without receiving the healer. They want provisions without receiving the provider. They want change in their lives without receiving the life changer. Don't just look for miracles. Look for the miracle worker. Don't just look for blessings. Look for the blesser. And immediately you receive him into your life, you see changes. And I pray there be changes in the name of Jesus. Amen. Accept him today. Tomorrow might be late. It's ready to change every circumstance of yours as long as you accept him. He says, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If any man open. Many have come. Many are watching all over the world. But before you say, Jesus, heal me, first accept the healer. If you don't have a relationship with him, I have good news for you. He wants you saved. No matter where you are in any part of the world, whether in Germany, in Syria, in Israel, Australia, wherever you are in any part of the world, hooked up to this service, and you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, this is the day you should have a personal relationship with him. Bible said, if any man be in Christ, not if any man be in church. You can be in church and not be in Christ. He loves you so much that he paid the biggest price anybody can pay with his life. Just to demonstrate love to you. Not accept the gift of Jesus. Is to say, I don't value it. It's the most precious gift God ever gave to man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves you so much. Even your closest friend will not die on your behalf. Your mother will never die on your behalf. Your father will never die on your behalf. Even husband and wife, no one will die on anyone's behalf. If I ever come to any funeral where a wife is crying, she cry when she gets to the grave. And they say, will you enter? You say, no. She said, I'll die with my husband. Believe her, she will never jump. Nobody has ever jumped to the grave. That shows that nobody can die on anybody's behalf. But Jesus died on your behalf. The dead who are supposed to die, he took it himself. And right now his hands are open. Free gift. You don't pay money for it. All you need to do is to step out in faith and say, Jesus, you love me so much with all my sins, with everything I've done, to accept me as your own and just walk out. And I tell you, your life will never remain the same. Rise to your feet, everyone, everywhere. All those with Jesus, so you love me. I want to return me to in appreciation of your love. I want to come to you. Pick your Bibles and bags. Why we pick your Bibles? Because it's a mixed multitude. It's a meeting that crosses not church. All manner. The good, bad, everybody's there. So pick your Bibles and bags. Walk to the front of the altar of the church where you are. If it's not a church, it's a viewing center, come to the front. If it's an open space, come to the front. If you're online, when I want to pray, you join me. Walk down this way and give your life to Jesus. Just find your way to the front of where you are. If you're at the headquarters on the Romero Road, the overflow, the building inside the tent, walk down here, outside, wherever you are. In any of the viewing centers, just walk to the front and give your life to Jesus. Come up this way and then give your life to Jesus. In meetings like this, something always happens. When an altar call is made, some persons will struggle on the inside. Should I step off? Should I not step off? One voice will tell you, why do you have to step off? Once you have that kind of thought on the inside, the voice that said don't step out is the voice of the devil. Do that voice that told you to step out is the voice of God. And that's your voice you obey. Once you obey that voice, your life changes. Wherever you are, if there's any out of such on your inside, that means God is speaking to you to be saved. Pick your Bibles and bags. In the next 2 minutes, we wait for you. Rush out quickly. All over the world. Once you have that thought, once that thought comes, God wants you saved. Don't sit behind. Rush out. Don't say, ooh. Don't care. Damn any consequence. Give your life to Jesus. I surrender, surrender. Oh, wait for such persons to come. Quickly. All such persons fire your way to the front. He loves you. Come quickly, such persons. Get up and give your life to Jesus. And I will ever know and trust in Him in His presence daily. Come quickly wherever you are, some presence. Wants to give his life to Jesus, close your eyes so you don't get distracted. Even if you open your eyes, God will hear you, but we close our eyes so we don't get distracted. If you're coming, come quickly. Repeat these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I have come to you. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I believe you died and rose from dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, by your Spirit, you have brought your precious ones into your kingdom. Make them yours forever from today. Let the same hand that plucked them out of hell preserve them in your kingdom. Cover every one of them with the blood of Jesus. None shall fall by the wayside. In Jesus' mighty name. Now open your eyes. They have a special class for you tomorrow. 7 a.m. in the morning. Then 7:30 for those online. Attend the class. But if for work one reason or they could not, Saturday it will be done. When you are not born again, they don't invite you to be a pallor. You look for beer parlor. They don't invite you to places, you find your way. So don't wait till we tell you to come. Now you are born again. Come to church. Are you hearing me now? The same way you used to look for beer parlor anyway, it is. Now look for church anywhere. When you are not born again, they don't tell you. You all know you're old. You say, yeah, where are parlor day? You find a parlor. So this same way, find church. And don't wait for somebody to tell you. God bless you. We love you. Welcome to this family of Jesus. Give Jesus a big hand. Follow, look at my hand. I'm getting a word. Listen, which of you have severe headache? Hold on, at the headquarters here. One of you here have very painful headache. Who is the person? Are you the one with severe headache? Very terrible headache. Put your hand there. When I pray for everybody, because of your confession, headache glows. Sin has left, headache also go. In Jesus' name. Move your hand. I hear God. Do your head like this, there will be no pain. Just do your head. Do it. Do it. Somebody ask her, do it. Pastors, come and give her a microphone. Pastors, bring microphone. Every one of you who gave his life to Jesus, the same God who forgave you is the same God who heals. All of you, before I pray for the sick, all of you, all over the world will be healed. Amen. Just by being forgiven, all your sicknesses are gone. Amen. Listen, I know what I'm talking. All of you who gave your lives, home and abroad, wherever you are, the same God that forgave you is the same God that heals. Your sicknesses have left you now. He said, forgive our iniquity and heal all our diseases. All of you, all that made utter call globally, you are healed all. Amen. Check yourselves. And I don't want to testify, you'll be surprised. Whether growth or not, it will leave. In Jesus' name, go this way, look at my finger, follow this way. And follow this way. Please attend to them in all churches. Okay, you wanted to take our testimony? Okay, allow her to talk now. Madam, I have talk. No pain? What? You are well? Don't stand by her. No, just say pain is gone, that's all.
Sometimes I don't know if I just stay like this. Even if I should go to lecture, I will start having that kind of headache.
Headache, like, that's so now it has gone.
Yes,
that's okay, that's all. Okay.
I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong. I'm so glad I belong. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Him.
I belong to my Lord.
I'm so glad I belong. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Him. I belong to Him.
Praise the Lord. How many know somebody's story has changed? Not that it will change, it has changed. I'm going to tell to your neighbor and say, my story has changed. Say it and mean it. Say it with understanding. It is what you confess, you possess. Say, my story has changed. It will be so as you have declared it. The theme is God of miracles. You know what he said to me? I don't know the time, but mark today. He said to me clearly, all terminal cases will be healed. In between, I will know when he speaks. And all of you with terminal cases go for a checkup after today. Tomorrow come with the results. Every terminal case will have a testimony. When I hear God, my faith rises. He said to me, my son, today terminal cases will be healed. HIV, cancer, heart conditions, diabetes, everything terminal will be healed. Today we'll be looking at faith for the miraculous. Faith for the miraculous. Tomorrow is the grand finale. It's going to be heavyweight closure, the kind of, oh my God. You come with your oil tomorrow. It's going to be heavy, power packed. You must enter into your Canaan. Faith for the miraculous. God has designed his world to profit those who hear and practice it. But in your hearing, you must exercise faith before you can do exploits. Any word of God not mixed with faith can profit you. Hebrews 4 verse 2. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So even if you hear God's word and faith is not mixed with it, it will not produce. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, the people said, but the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. It is those who know God that do exploits. It's not those who come to church. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe. So it is not optional. It's a compulsory course. After he said you must be born again, there are three musts in the Bible. You must be born again, you must walk, you must have faith. I don't have faith, it's a sin. Must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. You can't seek God and sink in life. What is faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is a substance. It is not a feeling. It says in verse 3 of that same Hebrews chapter 11, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds, how can God use us for worlds? He said one world. He said, oh, in the supernatural, there are different worlds. There's a world of prosperity. There's a world of healing. There's a world of deliverance. So in the supernatural, without faith, you cannot rule any path. We are framed by the word of God. When I get towards the end of teaching, I will dwell on that more. So that the things which are seen, we are not made of things which do appear. So whatever you are seeing in the visible came from the invisible. So the invisible is more real than the visible. The universe was created by faith. Faith is an invisible force. You may not see it, with your natural eyes. But just like the wind and the electricity, the resultant effect cannot be denied. Nobody can see wind, but when wind is blowing, you will know. True? You can't see current, but if you put your hand there, you will know. Faith cannot be seen, but the effect will be seen. It's not something you see with your eyes, but the effect will show that faith is there. Is that clear, sir? Faith is when you partner with the invisible God who men can see to do the incredible. The proof of your faith is the pursuit of the unseen. You don't see God, but you pursue Him that He says He exists. Faith is a concrete, tangible force by which people obtain good report. Hebrews 11 verse 2. It is a spiritual force that connects the natural with the supernatural. Faith is what drives ordinary men to do extraordinary things. It is a major ingredient of every miracle. No matter you cook soup, if there's no ingredient, the soup will not be sweet. Faith is the ingredient of Christianity. It is the answer to all impossibilities. To all what? In Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to another place, and shall be removed. And nothing shall be what? So the biggest mountain will bow to the smallest of seed of faith. Now listen carefully. God speaking in Mark 9:23 said, if thou canst believe, all things, not some things, are possible to him. So faith is individualistic. It is said to them. So if I want my faith to produce, I have to build it myself. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him, not to them. To what? Him. We wait for people. That's why nothing is working. He said, to him, not to them. So you have to build. That's it. The judge shall live by his faith, not by their faith. Habakkuk 2:4. That's the people of God. Just change the direction of your belief to be on God and his word, and your circumstances will change also. Listen carefully. If nothing is working and you'll be focusing on that thing, now change your direction to stand on God and his word, and the situation will also change. That's faith. What's the significance of faith? Why should I bother myself with faith? Can't I just live my life without faith? Romans figure 1, the significance of faith is that you are born by faith. Without faith, you can't be born again. Are you going to understand Hebrews, Ephesians 2 verse 8? So by grace, you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves is the gift of God. To be saved means to be born again. Without faith, you can't accept Jesus Christ. Did you see blood pour on you? Did you see blood pour on you? Yet you believe. That's faith. Say faith. Faith. I told them in the healing school, it's very easy to be healed as easy to be saved. Nobody somewhere, Jesus came and said, now I've forgiven you. This is my blood. Yet we believe. Healing is simple. Healing is what? Healing is not complex. No, healing is not complex. Two, by faith we live. By faith what? Habakkuk 2:4. The judge shall live by what? His faith. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. All of them said the judge shall live by what? So the judge shall die without faith. Three, a Christian can only stand by faith. Can only stand by what? 2 Corinthians 1:24. For by faith ye stand. The deep path. Four, we also walk by faith, W-A-L-K, by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Is that clear? We walk by what? You know, without faith, you won't be able. Can I share something with you? You need faith to walk. You need what? Now listen. Why you need faith is this. We walk by what? Not by sight. To walk with God, you need faith. So you need what? Now listen. When God told us to start the cathedral, I call the architects, call the quantity surveyors. And somebody said, build the carcass, not roof, was 36 billion as at that time. No roof. Now, 36 what? B, not M. World renowned architect. The Quantity Surveyor. So the Quantity Surveyor, knowing a little of what was on ground, asked me, sir, how much is in our account? But he added 36 billion is not to ask me such question. How much do you have to start this project? Because that's the natural thing to ask. True? He said, we walk by what? I told the Quantity Surveyor, I didn't bring you here to ask that question. I bring you here to join this group. Sit down, my friend. Can I tell you something? We have never been under pressure. It has been human logistics for money. Billions have entered. I've never come to church. If you don't give, everybody's at peace, including me. So you must walk by what? Because the things God will tell you, they'll be bigger than you. If anything is not bigger than you, it's not from God. If God gives you a dream, it will be bigger than you. Any dream from God, you need faith to accomplish it. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? If a dream is from God, the first sign, it must be bigger than your size. There's no way a dream will be your, if it's your, you can do it, then it's not from God. Anything from God, you need faith. You need what? You need faith. Five. By faith we are kept. By faith we are what? 2 Peter 1:5. We are kept by the power of God through faith. Six. That's VI. Healing comes by faith. Healing comes by what? Faith. Two blind men. I'm going to dissect that later. Two blind men in Matthew chapter 9, 27 to 29, met Jesus. And he taught their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9, 27 to 29. Seven, we also overcome by faith. We also overcome by what? By faith. 1 John 5, 4. What says, born of God, overcome the world, and this is victory, overcome the world, even our what? Faith. Now, if you look at this 7-point significance of faith, it summarizes your Christian walk. True? Huh? So if faith is so important and holds such grace and glory, then it means every child of God should go for what? Faith is a compulsory course. It's a course you cannot carry over. Now, listen carefully. In Matthew 9, I'm going to explain something to you that in my studies, the Holy Ghost broke it to me in a strange way. When the two blind men came to Jesus, that Matthew chapter 9, 27 to 29, let's read together, want to go. And when then touched thee their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto. So everything in this kingdom is according to your faith. That it will happen. I will explain it to you. God will do things according to your faith. So, if you want something big, don't pray for a big thing. First build your faith. I come again. What Bishop Oyedepo is doing now is according to his faith, not according to his money. His faith capacity is what has made him to do such. If you dare it at your level, you may not survive. What Adeboye is doing now is according to what? His faith. What I'm doing now is according to my faith. So if you want to shift, the first thing you do is to shift your faith. Oh God, I need this kind of miracle. It will be according to your faith. Oh my God. Do you understand what God is saying? To now go to Canaan land and wish that kind of massive thing to happen, It must be according to your faith. You don't use weak faith to do big things. Are you getting what I'm saying? What is happening here is according to my faith. And faith is in degrees. Faith is in what? Jesus. The Bible in Romans chapter 12 verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more than highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Let's read the B part together. He said, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So at salvation, when you became born again, everybody was given a measure of faith. So there is nobody who did not have faith at new birth. God gave you a measure what? Of faith. Now if you look at Ezekiel 47, for time's sake, 3 to 5, it talks about the different levels. It said the water was at the ankles, then to the knees, then to the loins, then river that cannot be what? Measure that will overflow. Talk about the different levels. Talk about what? Now, those who don't know, it's a measuring. The first water was where? To the ankle. Then to the knee. Then to the loins. Then river that cannot be what? River that cannot be measured. It overflow. Waters are passed over. Now, faith is a growing force. It's a what? It's not static. Faith is dynamic. It grows. In 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. So faith grows. Faith does what? So we're looking at the different levels of faith. So you will know your level. You will know your what? Before you ask God to do some big things, ask yourself, do I have the faith for it? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Many ask for breakthrough when they have not built their faith. First thing you should do is to build what? To be able to handle what you're asking God for. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If you don't have faith, every area, every what? Without faith, there is a way somebody will be sick and you look at the person, you won't even be able to go near to pray. I've seen people sick and their gaps like this. You think if you waste 1 minute, the person will die. So you need faith at that time to say, God, heal this person. Otherwise, you may look at the person and say, kaka, 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 this person could make you not die here. Kaka, kaka. It is your faith that will make you say, hey, but no matter how this person is breathing, God will bring the person back to life. The developers of faith, A, no faith. You wonder how God gave us a measure. Then how come no faith? Now listen, I will explain to you. Mark 4:40. Shall we do it together? I want to go. And he said unto them, shall we do it together? I want to go. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have? So there's a no faith level. That is the faith God gave to you. When you don't use it, it will go into extinction. God gave you, but you did not do anything about the faith. The thing just went off. Some of you noted, since you became born again, you have not read one chapter of the Bible. So even the one God gave you has what? Go to the station. You know, inside has what they call evaporation. If you put oil and you don't close it in a garage, come back, the oil will go down. Next thing you come again, the oil will go down. You'll be surprised. Just open it and keep. It will be going, you'll be seeing this thing going down with anybody pulling it. When God gives you a measure of faith and you do not have that faith, it will come to a point of going to what? Extinction. Faith will die. I know some of you are on zero faith level. Since you became born again, nothing. You've not built, you've not read one book, you've not listened to any message, so you are now at zero faith level. You don't use zero faith level to get a standing result. No. There is a second level, B. Little faith. What did I say? Little faith will accomplish little things. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26, shall we read it together? And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little? If you want little results, remain at little faith. Are you hearing me? Say, I will grow. See, great faith. What is it? Matthew 8 verse 10. When Jesus had it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Matthew 15:28. The woman with the issue of blood. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is what? Thy faith. How can a woman with the issue of blood push through them? Say faith. That was not conventional. Her faith was something else. You remember, everything was against her. Even the law was against her. She was not permitted to touch. But she had understanding that if she may touch his garment, the power will flow. Say faith. That was not normal faith. That was a great faith. Then D, we have exceeding growing faith. Exceeding what? Well, we read in 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We read it. Said that faith grew at what? Exceeding. At this level, you will respond to life issues with faith, ethics, and superiority mentality. When they talk to you, when you are at this level, you say, shut up, it will happen. Don't stop that. It will happen. You don't panic. You know what? You don't panic. This faith level is strange. Life story 1997, when this church started, they came to me and said, we want to hire Moto to go for evangelism. And from the little I know about teaching, we don't say there's no money. It's against our ethics. There was no dime anywhere. And the old members gathered and said, sir, you know, you said we're evangelists, so we are going to get buses. Not one naira was available. And they said they want to go and get buses. You know, when you're a leader, your faith has to also lead. So I said, go and get the bus. Go and get the bus. Get the bus. Let's go. Not one naira was available. My faith was high. Because I was not going for my own assignment. I was going for his assignment. And you just send someone on an errand without transport. So my faith was high that if we are going to preach the gospel, he will provide. So what I sent you without power, lack anything. So we are going on an assignment. So I said, get the bus. Get the bus. Get the bus. My faith was so high that how you would do that, I don't know. Well, they were ready for the bus came, and you know, bus, if you don't pay, bus conductor. Yeah, that's where you know that the conductors are not your type. Is it a preach church? Now church they preach? Is it church you're preaching that you now will not pay us money again? Is that what they told you? They were asking. So I said, get the bus. While they were ready for the bus, a man said, God spoke to him. There's a new church, go there. And drop 10,000. That time our 10,000 is 10 billion to us today. When I say 10,000, it's not 10,000, they share testimony. Our 10,000 that time, naira, is our 10 billion. So that will tell you the ratio. When you have 10,000, you go say, our testimony there, 10,000. 10,000 that time, how much may I get inside? My salary as a whole was 1,000 plus. The man came with Tetanan. So and it was then and I told them, said, that time you were looking for a boss, there was no money. That the money just came now. They said, when you operate at that faith level, you don't panic. You have a superiority what? Mentality over any situation. And this day, you will grow to that level. Then number 5, which is E, supernatural faith. Supernatural what? Faith. This kind of faith is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I have believed and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore what? Speak. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 9. To another faith by the same word. This faith, the spirit of faith makes you do extraordinary things. This kind of one, you are baptized with it. This kind of faith, you operate at another world. You will just see yourself doing things that you yourself will look at yourself and say, am I the one? When you're with this. I went for the first crusade I ever did, 2003. I will never forget. in this town, Port Harcourt. That was the first time we ever went out to do crusade. That's the spirit of faith. As I climbed the altar to preach, I saw a man on the wheelchair. And the spirit of faith came upon me. Beep. I went to him and said, listen, if Jesus was here to talk to you to get up, will you get up? He looked at me. He said, yes, of course. I said, get up. I didn't pray. I said, get up from the wheelchair. The man stood up and walked. Everywhere erupted. That kind of faith, they don't beg for it. It comes by the power of the Holy Ghost. I went to a state called Denver, Colorado. And I was preaching. While I was preaching, a woman was on a scooter, whatever you call that wheelchair that they drive. 8 years, a white American had been on that chair. And I was teaching on Thanksgiving. No healing. And the spirit of faith just came upon my tongue. I said, madam, if Jesus was to talk to you to get up, wouldn't you get up? She smiled. He said, of course. I said, get up. And I didn't look. I woke up. She got up. Church exploded. Bah! So I called the man. I said, sir, just imagine if you are the one here. Would you sure not be fooled? He smiled. He said, pastor, not true. We laugh over it. I said, just imagine if you had operated like this. This place would be full. So in the evening, they fixed healing meeting again. That was the first time my head knocked. I won't tell you that story. Now listen carefully. This kind of faith, they don't practice it. It comes by the Holy Spirit. He said, we have been the same spirit of what? Faith. You say something that even you who said them will begin to wonder, are you the one who said them? They are unconventional. Now listen, this kind of, one day, most of you, I won't tell the story so you don't bring it back. Because some people are just, as I'm preaching at some point on the internet, waiting for me to say something they will write. That some people walk, as you're being blessed, some people are not blessed. So they just wait and say, let him say one thing. If you say something, they will misinterpret it. Some people, that's their work. That's what they do now. Instead of getting blessed, hearing me to be blessed, they just say, let the women say one something. So we can now put it and misinterpret it. That's their work. No, they don't have any work, so they can be doing it. I'm the one employing them. So when they do, they should be thanking me that I give them job. Now, so one day, in the Sunday service, no rehearsal, no planning, no nothing. I just came up. The spirit of faith came upon me. And I caused a young man with anger. People didn't know. I didn't pray. There was nothing I premeditated. The spirit of faith came. The whole country everywhere was reacting. People know it. You can't quote me there because I didn't say anything. So which one will you say is the one? That is the spirit of faith. It will just come upon you. Just say something. You say, what is this? Last year when I talked something that also blew during the glory rain, that the whole world was shaking. Spirit of faith. It was not premeditated nor rehearsed. When that speaker upon you can get up and say, listen, I don't care who you are. Stop that nonsense. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, if you don't stop it, even you after you finish, you say, excuse me. Oh. Now listen. There are people who have it, you know. When they operate, you know, Oedipo has it. If you see him talking, he talks fiery. I have it. When I talk, even people say, yeah, don't start to. A Christian not to operate with that kind of faith, you'll be limited. Because it's not every time they slap you, you turn the other side. What if you don't have the other side to slap? Now I decree, be baptized with the spirit of faith. Do you know it takes faith to even hold glory in? It takes faith. It takes what? Because every big program in Nigeria is in Lagos. It takes faith to put a country on a standstill outside Lagos. Say faith. Talk to your big programs. They're all in Lagos. Redeem, Lagos. Living Faith, Lagos. Deeper Life, Lagos. Christ Embassy, Lagos. Mountain of Fire, Lagos. This is outside Lagos that is keeping the country on a standstill. Faith. Say faith. Say faith. Otherwise, I would have said, let me relocate to Lagos too. It takes faith to say anything God has done anywhere, He can do it anywhere. Without competition, with a clear heart. But it takes what? Faith. Otherwise, you say, hey, I'm not in Lagos, so what I got. But the entire nation is on the what? Stand still. Say faith. Say faith. Now, I decree to someone, no matter where you are, God will use you to shake nations. In the name of Jesus. That is the spirit of faith. Where you be doing business, it may not be in Abuja, it may not be in Lagos, it may be even in an obscure place like Benin and still be super successful. Now hear this. God speaks at his level to perform. But you must have the corresponding faith to make it happen. Let me explain to you. When God speaks, he speaks at the level he can do something, because he's Almighty God. But your faith is needed to cooperate with him to make that thing happen. That's why you need to build your faith. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When God speaks, he's speaking at the level to which he can perform. Now listen, this scripture, many read it, but I'm going to show you something there. Mark 10:23-27. I want to read this scripture. Let's do it together. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not for with, underline the word, for what? All things are. You read that, so you wonder. It said with. It didn't say to God. It said with. That means you have to cooperate with him. If it was to God, it means the responsibility would have been only to God. He said, everything is possible if you will cooperate in faith with him. That's what he said. If thou canst believe, anything it tells you, anything, if you believe it, all things are possible to you who believe with him and make it happen. So he speaks at his level, you, your faith, make it happen. So if God speaks and it does not happen, you don't have the corresponding faith to make it happen. Oh God. So when God, there are things God has told you, if you find that you find it difficult to do them because your faith has not reached that level to do them. Because you say, oh God, do it. God says, no. I have spoken what I say I can do. Now build your faith to make it work. Are you hearing me? So you must complete. Your responsibility is what? Build your own faith. Build a what? Faith. There are things God has said to me, and I know that it cannot happen in natural flesh except by faith. So I build my faith to make sure I reach that level where what God has said can come to pass. Are you getting what I'm saying? And faith coming by what? And Romans, faith has only one source. Romans 10:17. So to grow in faith, keep hearing the word of God. Listen, let form a habit. Meditate on scriptures. Talk about scriptures. While you are betting, look, let me tell you one way to grow. Not every time, just a thing. While you are betting, form a habit. Make sure a message is played to grow your faith. Anytime you're in the bedroom, let a message be played. When you are shaving, let a message be played. Are you getting what I'm saying now? While you're waiting for your spouse, like a man, you're waiting for your wife to dress up, be playing a message. While you're making makeup, put a message. While you're driving your car, let a message be playing. Feed your spirit with the word of God. Sleep with messages. You will, your faith will grow like this. Sim, sim. We don't sleep without a message. Are you answering? If I'm in the bedroom, a message is playing. I can never be in the bedroom without a message playing. You won't know what is in your spirit. Just listen. Most times you're spending 20 minutes there. Some of you spend more than that. So just imagine 20 minutes word that enters your spirit, man. You're shaving everything. When you calculate all, some of you is more than that. Some of you paint for 3 hours. So just imagine you listen to a message for three hours, another level. But just imagine that time is used for what? To hear the word of God. Faith come about and hearing. That way your faith will be great. Because it's not only when you are formally come, you are not going to, it's not school pattern. Don't be regimented with your tradition. Okay, I'm going to spare time. Yes, we read, but form a habit. If I'm driving, either a faith man is playing or music, I can't drive, the motor is quiet, except I'm reading. It's only when I'm reading, I say, okay, off it. So if I'm, not every time you can read. Don't deceive yourself. Sometimes you are tired. Hear it. Hear what? In your bedroom, play. You have iPad now, you have phones, even the phones you can use. All these phones you're using doing nothing. Record message, put the phone there. When you're betting, the phone is... Are you getting what I'm saying? That way your faith will just grow. The area, your faith will what? It will grow. That is God will tell... God speaks at his what? Level. Your faith has to come to that level for to accomplish what he has said. Without faith. Okay, for instance, we have the land for the university. We had a little delay because of finishing the project. But without faith, can you do them side by side? No. This church buys property the way you buy sweet. Say faith. Say faith. Don't say they have money. It's faith too. It's faith. Without faith. That is already what does. If you try them, without his own level of faith. He said, be it unto you according to your faith. So where you are is what? It's according to where your faith has kept you. Want to shift now? Move the faith level higher. So here. Let me tell you the key scripture for tonight's teaching, which I'm going to close with. Matthew 8. That's the key scripture. While meditating, this is the scripture God gave to me to teach with. Matthew 8, 5 to 10 and 13. Everybody, this is the key scripture for the teaching of today. And when Jesus was entering the Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. You read verse 6. And Jesus saith unto him, I'll come and heal him. You read the next verse. The key scripture is verse 8, where I'm going to come from. He looked at Jesus and said, speak the word. There was no Bible then. He said, Jesus, just speak the word. The word from your mouth will heal my servant. He said, just say it. I'm not doubting it. Just say, my servant is healed. And I know he will. And I'm a man under authority. Having such an army. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this. And he what? Do it. Verse 10. Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way as thou hast believed, as you have had faith. So be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. As your faith agrees God's word, not tomorrow, on the spot, that miracle will be born in the name of Jesus. Speak the word only. But speak what? The word. Now bring it back. Verse 8. But speak the word. Did you hear that? It didn't say speak thy word. Mensa, we try to look at it. It says speak the word of God only. It will work. Now, faith is standing on the integrity of God's word. Contradicting circumstances notwithstanding, until what is declared comes to pass. Number one, the centurion knew what the word from Jesus, the power in the word, that it cannot fall to the ground. Cannot what? He said, speak the word, because anything you say can't fall to the ground. When he speaks, it must be done. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119 verse 89. So he said, speak the word only. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Whatever God has declared in his word, just stand on it. That's the meaning. Whatever what? Anything God has declared in this book, stand on it. Do what? He says, speak the word. The moment Jesus told him, your servant is healed, he stood on that word and said, he has spoken, my servant is healed. Do you understand? Remember, there was no Bible then. So it is the word from you. He said, you have said, my servant is healed. I'm standing on the word you have spoken, that my servant is what? That's all. So anything God says here, stand on it. Don't shake, no matter the contradicting circumstance. So here. Every word from him has the ability to create, to deliver, to bless, to empower, destroy evil spirits, name it. Nothing can stop his word from manifesting if you receive it with faith. Speak thy word only, and my servant shall be healed. Whatever God has said to you that you believe will come to pass in your life. Speak thy word only. My servant shall be here. Somebody is going home with a testimony. In the name of Jesus. If God speaks to you, stand on it. Do what? Don't shake, no matter the contradicting circumstance. Number 2. Verse 13 said, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed. As that's what? So number 2, you must believe. You must what? Faith can never produce if you doubt. He said, without faith, it is impossible to do what? He that cometh to God, Hebrews 11 verse 6, must believe. You must what? You must believe. Now, God has told you something, and you are doubting it. It won't work. Are you getting me? When God told me, go and start, I believe that he will provide. Do you understand it? If I don't believe, it will work. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, life story. One time he said, my son, go and start a particular. He told me to do a crusade. Now, the crusade budget was bigger than the total income. And you can't say because you want to do crusade, you can't touch the whole of your offering. That should be set aside. And I must not levy the people. I just say, well, I'm going. The moment I say, on your mass, guess it, go. It's as if they open tap. Money was just coming. Wah. 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 But if then I say, God, you have told me to do crusade. Now, what of stage? 2, what of instruments? 3, how will people know? He will say, stay there. Stay there. Until you step out of the boat, you will never walk on water. He said, blessed is she that believeth. Listen. Mary had the biggest sermon from Elizabeth. In Luke 1:45. You know, to Elizabeth, I prayed that message to her. You know why Elizabeth preached that message? Elizabeth became pregnant at old age, so she has seen faith work. That's why if you're praying in faith, don't walk with somebody who is faithless. When Elizabeth met Mary and Elizabeth met, Elizabeth said to her, I said, look, blessed is that, for there shall be a performance of those things we have taught from the Lord. Me, at old age, I'm pregnant. You know it, that I'm old. So, if God told you you have a child without a man, believe it. Don't doubt. When God speaks, he's speaking at his level. If God says to you, sit down, and there's no chair, sit down, you'll be grieved with chair. Stop saying, where chair? Just your own is so up, sit. While you are sitting, he will provide chair. You know our problem? We analyze too many things. What of this? What of this? I'm going to do a practical thing. This is what faith is. Before I go to the other one. All the chairs, they are not plastic. I wanted a plastic chair. Plastic chair. That outside, I think any plastic chair? Bring me one, this pang chair, them. The one that is not strong. Not strong one, or some that is not strong. And I want a very hefty person to come out. Listen, I'm going to demonstrate something. Very big person for the congregation. Yes, they're bringing plastic. Somebody big. Plastic. No, that one. Don't worry. That one is too. No. Don't move it. Bring that one. Somebody who is big, come. Big person. Who is not big person in the middle of this congregation? Nobody was. Okay, even if you are not big, one of you come. The ones here, you are all, you have eating well. Come now. Hold it. Come. You are big. Listen, I'm going to say something. Listen. Hold it. I'm demonstrating something. You know what chair is for? Oh, yeah, sit down. I'm going to say something. You sat down? Did you look at the chair whether it can carry you or not? Why did you sit? Wait. Why don't you look at whether the chair will break? You have analyzed too many things. He sat down without caring. Ordinary chair. He had faith that you would sit him. Then God would tell you to do something. You begin to look. Will it work? He sat on this chair not minding if the chair will break, if the chair can carry him. He did not analyze all those things. He just sat down. Bam. You have too many analyses. God spoke to himself to take steps. He said, what if I go? What if I fail? What if I go? If you don't walk, what if go first now. Did you see him sit down here? Say faith. This is what faith is. Faith is not minding how situations are, but you're obeying what God has said. Give them the chair. I wanted somebody very big so that you would have wondered whether the big man, he didn't bother whether the chair can carry him. Just have a mental picture of a very good person who would have sat down there. Do you understand now? Faith is just doing it the way God has said it, not minding the circumstances. Are you getting what faith is? Just believe it. Just what? Stop analyzing. How much do I have? How much is in my account? How much do I save? No. That's not faith. That's not what? Once you go that way, you kill faith. Those who believe become what they want? Believe. If that can believe, Mark 9:23. You can't believe God's word and not get results. May you get results from today. Number three. Speak the word. Speak what? Speak the word. It is the spoken word that creates. It said, we having the same spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore what? Faith is not finished until it is spoken. Faith creates. Faith does what? Hebrews 11 verse 3. Creation came to be by the operation of the creative force of faith. Now look at what happened. The Savior said, you're a man under what? Authority simply means you're a man of authority. What you say stands. What you say what? Now listen carefully. I'll tell you how faith operates. Have faith what? If you want things to happen, this is our faith operates. In Genesis chapter 1, follow God. He said, let me tell you something. I'll take Ephesians 5:1 before I come back to this one. Go to Ephesians 5:1. Now, the King James said, be ye followers of God as dear children. Some of you may not understand. De-amplified. Read Amplified together. Want to go? Copy him and follow his example. As well, beloved children, imitate their father. This one you understand it better. Copy God. Just follow his example. Turn now to Genesis 1. 1 to 3. Listen. Well, you know it, but listen. See faith. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. I don't want to go into this one. But look at verse 3 carefully. And God said, let there be light. Hold it. What did he say next? Why did God use words? Is English correct? In normal English, is it correct? In normal English, you can't say words now for something you are calling forth. Do you understand? This is what your faith is. God knew light has been existing. Your future is God's past. God has already made light, so he only called it forth to come out. That light was not sunlight, it was his glory. Because he created someone. So God said, I'm calling forth by faith what I've already created. Come out. Now he gave voice to what he has already made. Everything you see has a supernatural backing. God called forth what already he has created. It was existing, but Holy said, let there be light. I said, there was, the one he has done came out. Your prosperity is already done. All you do is to call it forth. Your healing is done. Do you know the believer is not trying to be healed? The believer is someone who is healed, who became sick, but calling forth his health to come back. Listen, you are not the sick trying to be healed. You are the healed who became sick, but now you know you want to get healed. You have been healed 2,000 years ago. You are not a poor man. It was made poor that you might be rich. You are the rich man who became poor through ignorance. So now that you're given, you call forth your prosperity, which has existed already. You are not under any curse. You're a blessed man who out of ignorance believe you're under curse. So all you need to do is to pronounce your blessings upon you. Say faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? The art and the fullness. The world. So no matter empty any aspect of your life is, speak the word. Speak what? Speak the word. Let me say this. It says imitate God. What did the Bible say? Was there darkness? From Genesis 1. Was there darkness? Why didn't God say, look at darkness, look at darkness, look at darkness? God said, let there be light. So he never spoke his experience, he spoke his expectation. Stop talking about sickness, talk about your health. Stop talking about poverty, talk about your riches. Stop talking what you're going through. Start saying what you want to see in life. Stop talking of your yesterday. Start talking of your tomorrow. God, there was darkness. God never bothered himself. He said, now, let there, this is my expectation, let there be light. In the midst of your poverty, stop talking this hard. Say, I'm rich. In the midst of sickness, say, by strength, I am. You don't talk your experiences. You talk so much of your experiences, that's why what you're expecting has not happened. The servant was sick, but the centurion did not say, "Hey, my servant is sick." Jesus said, "Speak the word only. My expectation is my servant to be healed." He did not go there and say, You see what? You know, the more I'm sick. He said, "My expectation is speak for the, what I want is this boy to be." From today, all your expectations will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let me show you something. He said, "We having the same spirit of what?" 2 Corinthians 4:13. "According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I what?" If you believe, then speak it now. If you believe that you are rich, why are you keeping quiet? "We also believe, and therefore what?" The spirit of faith is the master key to a creative world. Everything you are looking for has already existed. Call them forth. Call them what? They are already in the super. Speak what you believe and you become it. You believe in your heart and operate with your mouth, then you provoke the creative force into action. You know what? Your mouth is the multiplier of whatever is in your heart. Your mouth is what? Anything in your heart, your mouth is the multiplier. God had light in his heart. Is that true? And then his mouth brought it forth. Are you getting me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? God had what? Light in his heart. He brought it forth with his mouth. So many of you are, your mouth has been too closed. Too what? Too close. Don't bother about what you're going through. Start speaking what you expect. In the midst of challenges, say it is well with me. Say it one more time. Okay, a child died. You all know the story of Elisha and the Shunammite woman. The child died. I said, "Is it well with thee?" What did she say? She would have said, "My child died." If it's most of it, said, "The beginning don't die. The beginning don't die." He said, "It is well." Because she said, "It is well." Was it well with her? It was it well with her? Her expectation is that she wants things to get well. Now I decree everything you say in line with God's word will become your portion in the name of Jesus. Stop saying you are broke. You think for people to pity you. "Oh, if I not talk so, then we'll give you money." You have been talking like that. Who has given you money now? I'm not talking like this today. I've been talking like this with one suit. I'll wear one suit and I'll come out like this and say, "Listen, I'm one of the richest preachers on earth." One suit. There's a difference between suit and coat. Some of you are wearing suit. Then I was wearing coat. You know coat? Coat is not suit. Coat is the one you wear. If you take the laundry, the two hands will not be equal. When they sew it for you, after like 5 months, the lining will start coming out. If you iron it, it will come out. So you have to use thread to hold it up. You understand? That's what they call coat. How many of you have worn coat before? Where, if you try to dry clean it, you have excess material. You see the one they use as lining will not drop beyond. It will go down. So if you iron it back, it will go down again. So the only way you can do it is to raise it up, take needle to hold it up. That's coat. That's what? Coat. And inside coat, I'll come and say, "Listen, I'm very rich." One day I was talking, somebody close to me said, "Sir, can I advise you? Don't say you are rich. So that criminals will not worry. Don't say you are rich." He doesn't understand the spirit of faith. So after he advised me, as I came to church, I said, "Listen, I'm one of the richest preachers." Hey, now he has understood me. Do you understand me? You know why you have not come out to where you are? Your mouth is too close. If I talk like this, what thing will come happen? Talk first now. Talk first. If I talk and I say I reach, now if he says somebody never give me money again, do you want to remain a beggar? Do you want to remain a beggar? No, not me. Oh, I'm rich. Say that. I'm
helpless. Say it one more time. Now listen, what's above? Long ago, I saw Nigerian preachers rushing to America for assistance. It was becoming a common practice. You have one who come down and say, look, one minister in America is trying to sponsor us. I don't do this. Everybody you meet, not now, it's not common again. Then you hear someone say, well, a minister in America is trying to support us. So I came up. No time. I said, listen, I'm going to help Americans. I kept saying, I said, listen, mark it. I'm going to help American preachers. And one day, when America, and a man of God came to me and said, sir, things are tough. Top American preacher, I won't call it top, not in a Jerewele preacher. At the top, he was talking to me. He said, sir, we bought this thing on mortgage, and they've come. And the gospel is the same, because I've been saying it with my mouth. Then God reminded me, remember, he said, you help Americans. I said, how much is it? He called the money. I said, follow me to a bank. He followed me to a bank. I signed a check. He looked at me from Africa. I said, go and clear the debt of that church. He used two hands to shake me. Because I have been saying it. Do you want to see a good tomorrow? Start saying it now. Stop talking based on what you're going through. Start saying what you're expecting to see. How many know they'll give to people? How many know you give to others? How many know you give to others? I had no dime, and I said, I'm going to train children in billions. How many have had me before? No money. No money. And I came up and said, listen, I'm going to pay school fees in billions. With all humility, I pay school fees in billions. I no longer pay school fees in billions. School fees I pay is in billions. I don't mean salvation means this money, oh, my money. But I've been saying it long ago. Anything you want to say in your tomorrow, say it today. If you don't say it today, God has nothing to create tomorrow. And God said, then God saw. Go and look Genesis, go and read Genesis chapter 1. Some of you have never read Genesis chapter 1. Read. God said, then in verse 31, God saw. You will not see what you have not said. Even Jesus to resurrect, he said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, so if he never said it, he wouldn't have risen. Look at Jesus. Everything Jesus wanted to see, he said it. Anything, he said, go. Think of nothing. As they were going, he said, you like anything? They said, no. Every miracle of Jesus, he spoke it. He said, destroy this temple. 3 days, I'll build it up. If he never said it, he would have died permanently. But some of you come to you, see the way they suffer. Isn't that true? Will they suffer, eh? One person you are suffering, I say, no, I'm not suffering. I can't suffer. Things will get better. Don't allow that kind of word. See the way you people are suffering in Africa. Da! We are not suffering. Who told you are suffering? Say, no, I'm not suffering. The one who says, oh, God will go into action. He will make sure you don't suffer again. When they say you are suffering, say, true, true. Papa said, we will not talk like that, but come, mommy, I will tell you, will they suffer? You know, Papa, when they talk for pulpit, a man, they may pray. You know, no, say, will they suffer? Now, make I tell you, my friend, will they suffer? Now, that word you have said has stopped the creative power of God. But may say, I am not suffering. God said, yes, you believe me that I can make a way. He will just make a way. And somebody, God, will make way for you. Are you suffering? Say, I can't suffer. Say it one more time. Say like a child of God. Tomorrow I will share a very humbling testimony. Words are powerful. I'm going to tell you a testimony that will make you do your hands like this. Tomorrow, the testimony will shake you. Of a small boy. Very small child. His word, he kept saying. Kept safe from teachers, and he has done it. What's a powerful? Tomorrow I'll share it with you. A small child from the teachers of the church. He kept saying some strange things. Small boy. And today what he said came to pass that every one of us, according to my elder brother, is flabbergasted. Teach your children how to talk. Yes. This boy was saying some strange things as a child. We were wondering. All of us who close know the boy. He'll be talking big talk. Now look big. impossible in the natural. But it happened this year. I'll share with you tomorrow. Matthew 17:20. You have suffered too much. So when they say talk, you say, this suffering, I don't suffer. Now I'm going to talk like this. You know, some of us have suffered to a point. Even when they say come out of suffering, they say, no way, Papa, no, say, this is the way they talk. If you know, say, I'm from Bolo, you go talk like that. No, say, I'm from Bolo. He's talking like this because he has never been to Bolo now. If he has gone to Bolo Ogu, he will not talk like this. If he has gone to Krokrotai, he will not talk like this. He's talking like this because in Port Harcourt GRA, where no mosquito is biting him, so he's talking like this. My friend, mosquito has beaten me before. Yet, in the mosquito, he said, the mosquito, I say, listen, I'm a rich preacher. I used to talk like this, so some people used to get angry. I said, I'm very rich. They say, sir, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. If I have not talked like that, I wouldn't have been rich. I would have been poor today. You know what, some of your story has not changed? You are still talking the way you have been talking for 5 years. And you like people to pity you. Every time they pity you. Are you in the pit? You like people to tell you sorry. Are you under sorrow? You know, so maybe we ask, say, no, we tell me sorry, eh? No, we tell me sorry. So all these things that they go through, you know, if you tell me sorry. What do you want life to change? Your people to be telling you sorry. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Because of what? For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say, you see what? Say to this mountain, say to the mountain, say to what? Say to the mountain of poverty, say to the mountain of failure, say to the mountain of stagnation, say to the mountain of disappointment, say to it, if thou shalt say to this mountain. You know our problem? Instead of saying to the mountain, we talk to God. There are things you talk to God, there are things you speak. When it comes to mountain, he doesn't say, Father, no. God said, no, don't call me. I'm not your mountain. Speak to the mountain. Don't say, God, see poverty, that's what God said. No, speak to poverty. Look at it. If thou shalt say to this mountain, remove hers, poverty, leave my life. And it shall remove her. Shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So you look at poverty, say, poverty, leave my life now. And God will make it happen. Failure, leave my life now. You don't say, God, see failure. Failure, leave my life now. Stagnation, leave my business now. Unproductivity, leave my life now. Say to the, you, this disease, leave my life now. Mark 11. That is the creative, that is what I mean by creative force. Speaking to that situation. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. This is where the problem comes. The condition is don't doubt when you speak. Doubt is an enemy of faith. Doubt is what? Don't doubt. When you say something, stand by it. Don't shake on the inside. Shall not doubt where? In his heart. So doubt is where? You know, when you speak, Satan will come.
So this day you're talking will not happen.
I'll tell you a life story. Life story. But I shall believe that those who you say shall come to pass, whatever he saith. This is what Satan does. Life story. When we used to have night of glory, then we went to 5 nights of glory before glory. Now, night of glory, at the 2:11, we had to start by 7 p.m. in the evening. Then 6:30, thereabout, or to 7, rain said on their mass, guest said, go. Weather changed, thunder, rain, I was in the hotel room preparing to go to the crusade, to the night of glory. Then I looked at the window and said, Satan, stop! And I quoted scripture, rain, stop. After 3 minutes, Satan said, open your curtain. Life to rain. I think I said, rain to stop. As the rain stopped, I said, stop! Satan, it will stop. He came again and said, if it will stop, are you not hearing the noise?
I said to him, sure, what I've said must come to pass.
It didn't take 5 minutes.
Wham.
That's how it does.
After you say, I can't be poor,
he will now tell you, if you can't be poor, student school fees. You tell him, sure, God shall supply all my needs. He said, he will supply all your needs. Have strength.
Tell him, sure,
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. If he provides for the best of the air, the animals in the bush, he will provide for me. At that point, he knows, you know. And you now tell him again, listen, Satan, I will never beg. Then God will say, yes, you are now know what it takes. Then you see the creative power of God going to action. But the moment you doubt and begin to shake, forget it. It won't work. Don't speak and doubt. When you speak, don't doubt. If doubt wants to come, get the word of God on the inside and stand on that word. He will come, shake you, stand on it. Shake you, stand on it. When is it? You know what he does? You know if you have a gate, you have a metal gate, and somebody is hitting the gate. You have a choice, either to open or to close. Your mind is the gate. He will hit your mind. If you say, no, I will open my mind, he will leave you. After a while, he gets tired. You know if a criminal hit your gate and you don't open, when they go? That's how it does. It will hit your mind. Hit your mind. If you say no, the word of God says so, he will go away. But while he's hitting, he says, I don't tire. You open gate. You should know the criminals will enter. So when Satan, he said, that's the guide the heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23. So make sure your mind is guided. Your mind is what? He will guide it. He will tell you no. No, it can't work. He will give you so many reasons why it will not work. At that time, stop analyzing. Start standing on the word of God. He come again, stand on the word of God. When I was sick, he said, look at your eyes. At the shop, himself took. He said, if he took, your eyes are yellow. I said, he took. He came again, if he took. Don't you see the consultant did like this? I said, he took. The one that stood my ground, he took. Sickness left. But when he's hitting me, I say he took. If I say, hey, consultant says so, by now he would have seen me. I would have been buried long ago. God forbid. But when he said he came, he will hit you. Even as I'm speaking, after you go, he will come home. Leave with what David Ibiomia said. Forget all these things preaching. No, he's preaching because God has blessed him. You. You don't have job. Nobody around you. So where will you get rich from? Where will you prosper from? Look around you. Anybody. Nobody in government. Look around you. Just tell him, shut up. Jesus was made poor that I might be rich. He said, You say so? He said, yes, he was made poor. When he hit you, don't move. God will now step in. But the moment you doubt, God steps out. Do you want God to step in? Never doubt. If you must doubt, doubt your own doubt. Don't doubt the word of God. Shout hallelujah. Everything God said in Genesis 1, what? He saw. Say from today. Whatever I say, I will see it. You know why? He said, be ye imitators of God. God said, verse 3, look at it, of Genesis, Genesis 1:3, and God said, Genesis 1:6, and God said, Genesis 1:9, and God said, Genesis 1:11, and God said, Genesis 1:31 for time's sake. Look at the next one, read this one, 1:31. As he was saying, he saw. So you to be what? Be saying. Then you see. If you close your mouth, you end up a public failure. I don't like to talk. I like to see before I talk. You will never see. Stop expecting to see what you have not declared in faith. Say it to make the devil mad. You start to see it.
Say it to make the devil what? Man. One day I went to a city, I won't call it a city, and I saw a young man who loves me a lot. I went to that church and said, listen, this church will grow. Grow as we are growing in Port Harcourt. It's virtually dominating the city. Anytime I go there, I speak. Now, listen, what's our powerful? What's our what? What brought this church here is what? People come to me and say, listen, this will be the biggest church in town here. I was saying it long ago. When nobody knew, I said, listen, this church will dominate the city. Pastor, you are talking too small. Oh. Redeem is big. Winners is big. Deeper life is big. So why do you think that in your city, it's only you? Say, me too, I'll be big. Say, I'll be big. In Lagos, all of them are what? Big. Because all of them know how to talk. They know how to talk there. Then, now some of you who are yelling me, you're in Oka. He said, Papa is talking because he's in Port Harcourt, Oil City. Oka, nothing. That's why nothing. You know what challenged me? A man was in a village when I came to Port Harcourt, not born again. And people are going to the village. I won't call the man. I won't call the village. You won't use your brain to know. And the people are not born again. They used to go to Katatia. So one day I said, if people go to this place, it's a very popular place then. They used to carry a water bottle. The place they would gather. Somebody not born again, can have people. Me, I'm born again. We are coming in the night, one night, and they were honoring a politician. Cars packed for the politician. Everywhere, cars. Then we had just about two or three cars. You can count people. And if you don't come to church, no car. So I start like this. And that night, I looked at the atmosphere. I said, we'll close this place with cars. By less than 1 month, as I spoke it, the whole place cast. Neighbors said, these people are causing trouble. I use here to talk. Nine clubs used to disturb us from here. So one night I pointed my finger and said, you nine club, close, we'll buy you. I pointed my finger to the next nine club. I said, nine club, close, we'll buy you. And the two nine clubs closed, we bought them. I command everything disturbing your environment close for you to buy. You don't save money to buy, you buy from here. Where do you buy from? The words of faith in your mouth operate in three dimensions. In 2 minutes, I'm done. Are you blessed today? I said the words of faith in your mouth operate in what? Three dimensions. One, they are creative. They are what? Which I've said, Mark 11:23. Two, they are defensive. They are what? You create with the mouth. You also defend it with what? I said, God bless me. So said, nobody can tamper with what God has blessed me with. That's how faith works. Faith creates, faith also defends. Are you guys now? So when you create, also learn how to what? Defend. Ephesians 6, take above by taking the shield of faith, where we now shall quench all the fiery darts of the world. As God bless you, as I'm blessed, nobody kiss me. This appointment, nobody can take it from me. Then number three, finally, faith is also offensive. Faith on Matthew 21:19-22. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And said unto it, he said what? Let no fruit grow on thee from henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree, what? Withered away. And when disciples saw it, the marvel said, how soon is the fig tree withered? Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this with is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. You know how it means? This is what it means. Use your mouth to create. Use your mouth to what? Use your mouth to defend what you have created. And use your mouth also to be on the offensive. Let me explain very simple. For instance, now you say, I can't be poor, and then God makes you rich. You come up again and say, anybody that wants to tamper with my life, you are gone.
And they say, dear me, you will not live to carry it out. So you create, you defend, you be on the offensive. Some people only create. Some people only what? And then that was Job's problem. Job created, but did not know how to defend himself. Some people, after they are blessed, they don't know what to talk. They say, since I got money, problem here, problem there, problem here, problem there, problem. Every day, problem, problem. He doesn't know how to use his mouth to say, listen, anybody that wants to die my life, yeah, by tomorrow I'll tell you that one. Oh, tomorrow, eh? Tomorrow. Anybody will dare you after tomorrow. Will pay with his life. Tomorrow. You know, they say high voltage. Stay clear. Have you ever seen that kind of thing? There's a high voltage. Stay clear. That's you tomorrow. Anybody who touches you, God will fry them. Have you seen where they put high voltage? They put the people's hand. That's who you'll be from tomorrow. There are people they don't touch. You'll be among them. Hey, they touch me. No. You are touched not. There are people who must not be touched by the devil and his. You are one of them. Are you hearing me now? Prepare your heart to tomorrow. Anybody just sit and think of you for evil goes. Just thinking like this. Mr. A, I won't kill him. The person will just die. I said, remember, faith has only one source. The word of God is the only authentic source of faith. Buy materials and build your wealth so we can create what we desire. Use the same word to protect it and also launch out on the offensive against anything that wants to mock us. God will deliver proofs into your hands from today. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout a glorious hallelujah. You will talk with faith with what you have taught. You experimented. You do what? Look at your life. Speak to that situation. Speak to that what? Not God, though. Don't call God here. God is not your mountain. Is God your mountain? Don't say, oh God, oh God. No, God is not your mountain. Look at the mountain before you and say, get out of my life now. You foul spirit. Live my life. Delay in marriage. That's a mountain. Out. You delay marriage. Get out. Near success syndrome. Get out. Up and down. Get out. Smallness. Get out. Thy seed shall be what? Mighty. Your children are not supposed to be small. So say, my son. You call him by name. Isaac, my son. You'll be mighty. You can't be an average child. Why the boy is misbehaving? Say, that to make you to misbehave. I cast it out. Tell, be mighty. Say, thy seed shall be what? So, nobody child should be average. You call the boy by name. Call his name and say, my son, you'll be very great. Words are powerful. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you something. Words are what? Words are powerful. Have you ever said that? You say, my son, whatever I did, you will do it before you reach this age. What's a powerful? That whatever I did, my highest point will be your own starting. Our children, if our children behave like us, then we are not great. Abraham was great. Isaac was very great. Jacob was exceedingly very great. Joseph, no description. So when you keep your children, speak to their lives. Say, you, nations will hear you. You, the world, whatever I do, your own starting point will be bigger. That is how to speak the creative force over them. Don't look at them and say, see you. Look like your papa. No. Don't say that. Are you going to create now? I'll give you two prayers so you don't mix them. First and foremost, speak to mountain. Don't go beyond the mountain and I will not tell you to create. First, speak to a mountain in your life. Look at a mountain. Either if nothing to speak, speak about me if you don't get anything. Just any mountain before me, because in case you don't get anything to pray, pray for me. But I know you have something also. I'm just joking now. Look at a mountain and say, you this mountain before me. I command you the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of my way. Get out of my what? Before I'll tell you to call forth. Are you guys now? Darkness left. Then God said, let there be what? So command that situation to go. Are you ready? One, two, go in the name of Jesus. Command that mountain to go. In Jesus' mighty name. Every mountain that you have asked to leave, lives forever. If that's a say, you have said to the mountain, that mountain of failure, that mountain of delay, that mountain of anything that you have called, in the name of Jesus, those listen in the name of Jesus, you will see it no more. You know what God said to me? He said, help your people. I gave you a strange anointing where I move mountains by my spirit. This one is not you. I'm going to call him to do something for you. I've used faith, which I taught. But the Holy Ghost said to me, said, look, my son, I gave you a gift. by my spirit mountains move. I'm going to use the gift you gave to me to make sure no mountain stays before you. Yes. Faith moves mountain. The Holy Ghost also moves mountain. Not everybody has the same level of faith. Yes, I've preached now. You have asked faith to go, but not everybody has that level. Small few you have shouted, but your faith level cannot move the mountain. And God who laid in my heart said, my son, I gave you the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Move any mountain before my people by my spirit. This time I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost to move your mountain. Let me explain to you what I mean. I want two persons who are sick, like pains, to come out. Just two. Two. Touch the key while I'm talking. Sorry. Two persons with pains. Two. Two persons. One here. Allow him. Allow them. Four of them. It's okay. Don't put your hand there. Listen. Two of you this way. Two of you this way. So, listen. I'm going to use faith. I'm going to use the anointing. In the name of Jesus, this faith. This what? This faith. By stripes you are healed. I command that pain in your body. Where's your pain? I command the pain in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. That pain in the name of Jesus. Move your leg. You'll be shocked. Move it. Move it. Move it. Move your leg. Move it. Move it. Move it. Pastors. Move it. No pain. No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
This is faith. This what? This what?
No pain.
This faith. Where do you have the pains? You, where is your pain? There. Now listen, leave them. Pick up. Pick them up. Press yourself. There will be no pain. Press wherever the pain was before. Do what you could not do. You'll be shocked. Madam, don't vibrate. Just hold it. Hold it. Hold it. You put hold microphone, not men. The men. Hold it. What happened? What happened?
I could not feel it.
Huh?
Don't open your breast.
No. What is it?
I could not feel it.
You can't feel it?
Huh?
What was it?
There was something strong there.
Something like lump?
Yes.
No lump?
Yes.
Did I shout?
I've gone to hospital for it. UPTH.
You've gone to hospital?
Yes. I've done scan. I've done what they call the mammogram test.
Now, nothing?
Yes.
Nothing? Nothing? Now listen. This is the Holy Spirit. I didn't need to shout. This is faith. I am privileged to operate on the two. Very few people on earth operate these two. Many operate this one, some operate this one. But somehow God loved me, gave me the two. So I can walk. And he said, now use the anointing for my people. You are free. When we worship, just watch your life. I'm not going to shout, oh, but that mountain will go. I've preached faith, but he spoke to me and said, use the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you are privileged to walk with. Go ahead.
Your love is near.
Distract you at this moment. I walk with him as I know how he walks. Keep singing a low tune. Listen carefully. The people that came out, they had a desire. They needed healing, so he did not just walk. He walked with what they desired. Lower your voice. Let allow the choir to sing. You listen to me. They desired something. The woman said she had a lump in her breast. She needed a miracle. So her heart was set for that. Which area do you want the mountain to go? Don't pray. You are praying now. It's not for you to pray. Don't pray. Just set your heart in that area. Just set your heart. I didn't pray. I knew what I did. I just asked the Holy Ghost. Now just set your heart in the area you want that mountain where you prayed before. In case your faith could not carry you, the Holy Ghost must carry it. Now in the name of Jesus, it's not by mind. It's not by power. But by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. That mountain that was resisting you lives by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command that mountain to clear. See it no more. Be it disease, be it any ugly situation, be it crisis, whatever represents the mountain, see it no more. If it's sickness, even if it's cancer, even if it's a terminal disease, it is terminated and leaves you by paradox. In the name of Jesus, you will never experience it again. Now at this point, listen. When darkness left, God spoke. This time you are not going to cast anything again. You say what you want to see. When darkness, the mountain has gone, so darkness has left. Now I say, from today, my life go forward. From today, as I move out, things will work for me. From today, the ministry will experience exponential growth. You begin to say things you want to see. This time it's not problem again. You begin to say, from today, I will make progress. From today, I will rise. From today, my children will excel in academics. From today, the ministry, you call it by name, will begin. God said, let there be light. Now you begin to speak the things you expect to see. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Don't pray. Declare them. Declare the things in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, as you have said it, that is how you will see it. Amen. Nothing can stop what you have declared. Amen. Just like God said, let there be light till today, no devil has reversed it. That is how what you have said is done. Amen. You have imitated your Father. Therefore, your results will be in His order. How many believe your life has changed? Do you believe things have changed? He says something, he says, if you will not doubt. So don't leave service now and begin to say, this thing will happen. Don't. It will happen. It must happen. How it will happen is not your business. I used to say we'll get properties all over the world. I didn't know it will happen by them giving a property in America. That is not your own part. Your own is to say. I said we'll get properties everywhere by favor, by favor. Alabama property is humbling. The insurance is $7 million. Not the worth of the insurance. What does it say? For them to take $7 million to insure this, you know the property is something. It's a bomb protected property. It's a property that they cast from ground up. So if the community has problem, they can go there and hide. So if they throw a bomb, it won't break it. That's everything is cast. You can't put nail. You take motor to hit, it won't fall. Free. What is it? This whole property is free. Free, oh. Free. Where do we get it from? The things you have said, not what we feel. Everything you have declared, all will come to pass. The warning is, don't doubt. Because Satan will definitely, he'll come in, he will call and say, now that you said it, have you seen it? It is done. It's not the day the woman takes things she delivers. Your pregnancy has started. It is done. It may take a process for delivery, but the pregnancy has what? Started. And nothing will abort it. Give him thanks and praise. Go ahead and give him thanks.
Please be seated. Everyone on a journey pays according to destination, not according to wishes. If you're going to London, you will not wish to pay a Lagos flight ticket. If you want to get to the top financially, you will not give according to your circumstances. You will give according to your expectation. Beginning from this night, use your faith for a shift of level. Trust God's faithfulness. God is not a robber. Shift the bar of your seed. And God will shift the bar for your harvest. If you are earning about 10 million and you keep giving at the level of your earning, it will not easily change. But if you are earning 10 million and you want to hit 50 million, and you start giving with 50 million mentality, the power surge will take you there. And it will suddenly become a physical reality. Tonight, make a decision. Because your faith has been activated. Hear this, many years ago, this wisdom gave our ministry. By the practice of it, through learning from God's servant. And we got a one-time harvest that was more than a total year income put together. If you wait, you waste. But if you start to take steps and God sees your commitment, the power will bring your miracle to fulfillment. Package your seed, not according to your circumstances, but according to your expectation. What do you want? Speak to your seed. Father, thank you for honoring everyone's expectations according to their faith. Take all the glory in Jesus' name. Online worshipers, give.
Give Jesus a big hand. Praise the Lord. Acquirable. God bless you. Praise God. Anything you're doing, do it so they will know you for that. When it comes to this kind of song, it's his own. If you're sweeping, sweep well, that when they come, they say you are the one that swept. If you're singing, sing well, that the heavens will pause to say who is singing. If you're eating, eat well. Anything you're doing, otherwise, don't do it at all. Bring out your before expectation form, please. Tomorrow is the last night. Tomorrow is the what? And the last night is always the greatest. How many of you know that some of you who are struggling with transport now will soon buy jets? You know, for instance, if you're flying from UK to here, and it's public transport, you may want to rush. But if it's your jet, you just finish the program and you hit somebody here, by the time you come next year, you're flying in with your own jet. You just say creative force, don't doubt it. Somebody in this glory rain will fly with your own jet. In the name of Jesus. Because if it's your jet, you'll be rushing. Anytime we close tomorrow, 6 hours, you're off. You land and do service. Are you getting what I'm saying? Poverty has ended. You know why God should bless you?
Most of the jets are owned by sinners. Nobody's complaining. The children of God own jets. Who complain? No, you're a child of God. He said, make for my children first. I decree you will own your own. People who have jets, do they have two heads? These people are not even born again. Some of them are thieves. You are not a thief. God will bless you to that level. In the name of Jesus. Tomorrow we'll have an anointing session to close. So come with a bottle of oil to close. Healing school is 9 a.m. in the morning. And God will bless you. He helped us today. Will help us better tomorrow. Bring out your expectation form. Jesus prayed alone. I noticed something. Everyone had a standing prayer. Do you know they prayed alone? Most times you're waiting for people to pray with you. That's why things are not working. Jesus prayed alone. He got more result. Hannah prayed alone. She got result. Jacob prayed alone. He got result. Ezekiel prayed alone. He got result. Sometimes waiting for people to pray for you, that's the reason. Result. Each one that prayed alone, they all had results. Today, you do it alone. He said, God, these things on my expectation form, answer all. It is time for me to take delivery of everything I've written down here. John 16, 23, 24. He said, in that day, which is today, you. Now, a New King James, you know, you can just say, yeah. That New King James say, you. Put New King James, let me read from 23. So you make it personal, 23. In that day, you, is individualistic. You will ask me nothing. Can you just say, yeah? So some of us don't understand. It's you, it's me. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, not he may, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. You say, you look at your list, say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, you said, if I ask in the name of Jesus, you will give it to me. So, 1, 2, 3. It will not withhold that which is good to you. Is that true? The desire of God is that everybody, one of us, he will answer our request. He does not stop prayers. He answers what? It's unto this shall all flesh come. Lord, I've come to you. According to Psalm 65, verse 2. Oh, you, who he has what? To you, all flesh will come. I've come to you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, answer, you begin to look at your list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. deserves. All of it deserves. Mighty name. And Job, for he said, Job prayed for his friends. Prayed for what? He did not pray for himself, he prayed for his friends. Verse 10. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. When he prayed for his friends, God blessed him the more. We are going to pray as a family. You say, Father, any request placed by any of us in line with your word, answer it. Don't pray for yourself this time. Pray for somebody else. Say, Lord, in this glory reign, all the requests placed by anyone in line with your word. When you pray like that, because faith, some people don't know, some people that faith is not so. So by the time the few of us who have faith will be able to carry everybody. Lord, anything anyone has written, as long as it's in line with your word, answer it. This time don't pray for yourself, pray for that people. In the name of Jesus, go ahead. In the name of Jesus. Whatever anybody has written, in line with your word, in glory reign, Lord, answer it in the name of Jesus. Answer it in the name of Jesus. Answer whatever anybody has written down in line with your word. Answer that prayer in the name of Jesus. As long as it is connected to glory reign 2023, let all be answered in the name of Jesus. Answer all. Answer all. Answer all. All answer. Answer every request. Heal your son. Heal your daughter. Deliver them from every tumor. Every cancer in the name of Jesus. Let it leave their brains right now. Restore their health. Restore their health. The name of Jesus. Cancer. Go. Tumor. Go. Heal them, prophet. Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank him because he has answered. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and thank him. Wave it to him and tell him thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. When a formula is working, don't stop it. Every day we pray simple prayer, it looks simple. Nobody comes and ever says we as we are going accident. Not, it doesn't happen. Just because we say everybody must go home, what? That 1 minute prayer has power. It's better you prevent evil than try to fight when evil has occurred. Evil will never occur in Jesus' name. So decree that everybody anywhere in the world going home must go safely. Go ahead, in the name of Jesus. Anywhere in the world, all those who care for glory reign must go home safely. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. No attack on anyone's life. They shall all go home safely. Any Maru that is attacking anyone will go down and be destroyed. They shall all go safely. In Jesus' mighty name. Go in peace. Amen. Return tomorrow with testimonies. Amen. Everything you have requested, you already answered. Amen. It is well with you. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The grace together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the sweet love of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.